ladies and gentlemen, the teeny little super guy.
Satire.
The most evil torture of them all.
Boy, he just spoiled everything.
And see if you can hear some of those sounds in it.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
People from all over the land heard about him, and many came to see him
with great herds of sheep and goats.
But let's go back to the farmyard a moment.
I take these few moments to focus on the day ahead. I think about each demand that will present itself in the coming day, and I visualize myself
drinking beer, listening to rock music.
Yeah!
I feel like a creature different from everything else.
Now, take off your clothes.
The beings tell me that they will begin to appear that way to many, many, many people on the planet within the next year or two. That the veil between dimensions is becoming so thin and is being lifted on purpose that we will be able to commune with them continuously.
They do so in a perverted manner.
Why don't you go out and fuck your mother, you son of a bitch?
Good idea. Oh,
wait and trust in the Lord.
He always enjoyed looking at the good food in the cafeteria.
It was so fucking good!
It's so good, you can eat it.
With toy cosmetics and beautiful accessories and real-looking doctor and nurse...
Whatever, bite me,
said Nurse Jane. When Dr. Possum arrived, he said,
eat me.
Well, now here's a question I'm sure everybody would like to have answered.
Did God make a mistake when he designed...
Satire.
No.
Do you agree with me, Doctor?
No, I don't.
Okay, boys, let's go.
Go where?
No, we gotta go! What the hell are you talking about?
This is important. Where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna run? Where are you gonna hide?
Behind a couch, behind a speeding motorboat,
in front of a liquor store,
in the main conference room,
inside the boys' room,
under my sink,
down under the covers,
in the golf bag,
in a glass of water,
between the rectum and the bladder, and their external openings.
In New York.
In prison.
Inside a coffin.
Under a bridge.
In the cranberry sauce.
In another world.
You can run in the city. You can run in the park. You can run in the morning. You can run in the dark. You can run down hills on the beach in the sun. It really doesn't matter if you open up and run.
We won't have any trouble finding the right man.
The secret to this one now is to pretend that you have a dog pulling on your pant leg.
He ended up in France
with an 80-pound German Shepherd gnawing on his ankle.
And that's what I like.
What do you like?
I hate this place.
What do you like?
Till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole.
What do you like?
I hate! It is all I am programmed to do!
Well, if he wasn't such a computer freak, a sick one at that, he would know enough just to bug out when he wasn't wanted.
We will project a past life into your mind.
Looks like a bad car seat.
And now, a final look at the bathroom.
There is no bathroom!
My bathroom. Is a
refrigerator?
You pooped in the refrigerator.
So did I, son. So did I.
And you ate a whole wheel of cheese?
I did it.
How'd you do that?
It's not easy, but it's worth it.
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
It's best to get on the floor. It would be a good idea to go right now.
I have to leave for a few minutes.
I'll be back.
You will be hurt.
I'll be
Johnny Mathis.
You will die, mortal.
I'm back.
I'm here.
I'm the fucking machine.
I'm a...
I'm a horse.
I am Carolyn Don Johnson.
A man!
I'm the tallest animal in the world.
I'm so confused.
I'm Captain Zigel.
I'm Paul Harvey.
I'm a princess.
I'm going crazy.
I'm the same way.
I'm number one.
I'm Michael Bolton.
I'm number
two.
I'm serious.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Mr. Red.
I'm Danny.
He's Danny.
I'm Danny.
Some could say drugs make you feel all right. If you like feeling sick and throwing up all night.
I do.
Some could say drugs give you a real good high. If you want to be stupid and you want to die.
Sure.
I'm Danny. He's Danny.
I'm Danny.
The most important decision you can make right now is where do you stand for, Danny?
I stand lost in the shadows.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Dierdorf.
We go again, man.
And finally.
Have you had enough of me? I think I've earned my money.